Blog Talk Radio.
Be like, wow, wow, yeah.
this fontaine. Spinning them all through the grinning this high octane. This blows is how I came. Rolling down the hills, cause life's a hassle. Encircled by my folly like a moat around the castle. Stay afloat, catch a second wind. Thin is the air I breathe. Teary eye, nose running, wipe the snout on my sleeve. I'm calling on the savior to be all that I need. Please forgive me, my behavior had me lost in life.
Sometimes I fall, I slip, I walk through the side, and I go like you. manna feeds us from the skies, and he is lighting up our nights. He leads the way in darkened times.
This feeling that I'm already dead. enjoyed the praise and worship part of the service. Amen. All right, let's get into the word. It's called love, people. The Christian life is meant to be marked by simplicity. Jesus summed up our purpose with two statements: love God and love people. But in our humanity, we have made it complex what God designed to be: peaceful, purposeful, and simple. A.W. Tozer remarks, in the pursuit of God, every age has its own characteristics. Right now, we are in an age of religious complexity. The simplicity which is in Christ is rarely found among us. It is indeed our programs, methods, organizations, and a world of nervous activities which occupy time and attention but can never satisfy the longing of the heart. The shallowness of our inner experience, the hollowness of our worship, and the servile imitation of the world which marks our promotional methods all testify that we in this day know God only imperfectly, and in peace of God scarcely at all. If we would find God amid all the religious externals, we must first determine to find him and then proceed in the way of simplicity. May we discover the peace and joy that comes from pursuing a simple Christianity this week. As we step into a deeper abundance of relationship with our Heavenly Father, our hearts will naturally burn to love people as he loved us. Loving people was never a chore for Jesus. He loved those around him with a fiery passion of his Father, and God calls you and me to do the same. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 9 to 12 says, "In this the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but we have loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfect in us. God's love is perfected in you, will be demonstrated in the way you love others. Allow the fact to rest in your heart for a minute. Allow Scripture to establish in you the core value of selfless love. I used to think that the highest form of Christian spirituality would be surrendering all forms of pleasure and human contact in order to devote my entire life to relationship with God. But Scripture is clear that God desires to produce in us a passionate pursuit and love for everyone around us. We demonstrate the depth of our love for him through the depth of our love for others. Christianity is not a religion of cliques, comfort zones, or isolation. Rather, it is a personal relationship with God who loves people and longs to fill us with his love for others. Our Heavenly Father knows that we are incapable of constantly and selflessly loving others in our own strength. He knows that apart from him, we are selfish, prideful, fearful, and inconsistent. But our God is fully capable of remarkable transformation if we will open the doors of our hearts to his love and allow him to change us for the better. If we will allow him to satisfy us and heal our wounds, we will receive a flood of genuine love from others that cast all of fear, selfishness, and pride in the light of God's glorious grace." Jesus said in John 15, verses 12 to 14, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I love you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. What is holding you back from loving others selflessly? Where do you need a fresh feeling of God's love to heal your wounds and satisfy your heart? What fear or source of pride is keeping you from receiving God's passionate heart for others around you? Spend time in prayer, allowing Scripture to influence and reprise you in a view of most important. Allow God to flood the dry and wounded places of your heart, and allow the Holy Spirit to fill you with his heart for those around you who desperately need someone to reveal God's love to them." Excuse me. Meditate on Jesus' commandment to love others in response to his love. Allow Scripture to lay down the foundation on how you will decide to live your life. John chapter 13, verse 35. By this all people will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. Romans chapter 13, verses 8 to 10. Owe no one anything except to love love each other. For the one who loves another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are summed up in his word. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor, therefore love is fulfilling the law. Spend time receiving God's love. Where do you need his love in order to love others well? What wound is causing you to live fearfully, selfishly, and pridefully? What area of your life needs to be healed or satisfied? Ask God to pinpoint that place. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 and 19. So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend all the saints with his breadth and length and the height and the depth, and of knowing the love of Christ that surpasses the knowledge, that you will be filled with the fullness of God. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you with God's heart for others. Allow him to show you how he feels about people at your work, school, church, or neighborhood. Ask him to reveal the specific people he desires you to love well today. Ask him for specific ways he would have you love them. Romans chapter 12, verses 9 to 10. Let love be genuine. Abhor what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honor. The ability to genuinely love others is a sign of a new nature placed within you at salvation. Genuine love is not of this world, but of the kingdom of God. When you love selfishly, you bring the kingdom of heaven to earth. The world has no rebuttal for love. It has no grid for acts of selfish generosity. Love tears down walls that have been built up between man and God. It pierces through the hard exteriors and reaches the core of man's heart. May you reveal the great love of your Heavenly Father today through the acts of genuine selfless love. I highly suggest that you read John chapter 15, and it brings this devotion more into light for you. Amen. Well, let us get into the most important question today, and that is, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ is your personal Lord and Savior? If you do not, that's okay. You will get a chance to in just a moment. Well, let me ask you, are you tired of traveling down this long, dusty road, never knowing where to go or which way is up or down? Are you lacking purpose in life and need some? Are you suffering from depression or anxiety? Or maybe you're suffering from something more or worse, such as an addiction to alcohol or drugs, okay? Sexual morality, gambling, overeating, whatever it is, the Lord can take it away. But in order for him to do so, he has to know you. If he doesn't know you, he can't do nothing for you. So let me ask you, do you want to know the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? If so, simply say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner, and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on a cross at Calvary for my sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to say thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we welcome you into the family of God, and we'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he keep you highly favored. Amen. All righty. You know, and if you you said this prayer, we would like you to call into area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that number is area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, you come on live, and you can tell us that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. I mean, for right now, the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus Christ, okay, all the angels and everyone in heaven is rejoicing that you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. So why don't you let us rejoice with them, amen? All right. Let's see what's going on. Okay. Well, anyway. Okay, whatever. You got anything you want to say?
Mm-mm. Aren't you going to take callers? You don't have any callers.
Oh, I do. I have Pastor Beal.
Well, you know that's not happening.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. 843. We want Beal. You want Beal? We'll go to the store and buy some.
Oh, be nice. This is a godly show. No, you know what? We'll let Beal on. Is he still here?
Yeah.
Bring him on.
Yeah, Pastor Beal is right there. Top of the list.
Let's bring him on, and the minute he starts telling a lie, Then we'll turn him off. So bring him on.
Oh, okay. Let's bring on Pastor Beal.
Let's see what he has to say this evening.
I think you should take a 365 if you have them in queue. I think they have something more important than what I'm going to say about anything today, honestly.
We don't have 365 in the queue.
You don't have 365 in the queue? That's really concerning because they told me that they were going to call in and, you know, talk about things with us today, and I could be there. But how are you doing, Pastor Ken?
I am doing just fine. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. I think your joke about my name is a little bit funny, to say the least. I think it's funny, but, you know, Veal is passed down long generations from Ireland. I'm very proud of my last name. I thought it was funny though. So I do have one question. This is from a member of my parish. They donated to your GoFundMe's, and they're wondering what happened to the GoFundMe money. One of your many GoFundMe's. What did happen with it? It said it was going to buy Bibles. Did it ever go to buy Bibles?
Okay, that was a bunch of shit. Okay, so we don't go for that anymore. Let's see here. Yes, I did. So what? Okay. Well, anyway, let's play some more music here. Yeah. Until tomorrow at 5 p.m., see you all tomorrow. Bye.